This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Diplomats and officials say Finland is expected to announce on Thursday its intention to join NATO, with Sweden likely to follow soon after, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine reshapes European security and the Atlantic Military Alliance. NATO allies have said they expect Finland and Sweden to be granted membership quickly, paving the way for increased troop presence in the Nordic region during the one-year ratification period. In the wider Nordic region, Norway, Denmark, and the three Baltic states are already NATO members, and the addition of Finland and Sweden would likely anger Moscow, which says NATO enlargement is a direct threat to its own security. Russian President Vladimir Putin has cited the issue as a reason for his actions in Ukraine, which has also expressed a desire to eventually join the alliance. On the front lines, Ukraine on Wednesday said it had pushed back Russian forces in the east and shut gas flows on a route through Russian-held territory, raising the threat of an energy crisis in Europe. North Korea has confirmed its first COVID-19 infections of the pandemic. The official Korean Central News Agency said tests of samples collected Sunday from an unspecified number of people with fevers in the capital Pyongyang confirmed they were infected with the Omicron variant. In response, leader Kim Jong-un called for a thorough lockdown of cities and counties and said workplaces should be isolated by units to block the virus from spreading. North Korea's 26 million citizens are believed to be mostly unvaccinated after its government rejected vaccines offered by the UN-backed COVAX distribution program. Pyongyang's claims that it had a perfect record of keeping out the virus for more than 2 years have been widely doubted. This is VOA News.